And I did my first track almost crying. He was going to go over it, and I said, you know what, keep that. And then
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
But you guys kept the track anyway.
We did. We did three more, and then there were just a few where I couldn't find a good line, and we went back to the number one track, and that, in a little judicious way, helped a lot. Because you don't want that throughout the song, that teary thing, but in a few lines, it's really great.
Nice.
So there's a few lines that are very weepy, and I think the arrangement's great, but what I just decided is to try it a little lower. I'm going to do at home another vote. I mean, it's a great song, and it's a great arrangement, and I did a pretty good vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whiny, thin quality to my voice that I think I've been getting used to the lower voice,
mm-hmm.
and it might be very worthy. So I have two karaoke tracks, a half step and a whole step down. And I know it's not the best thing to record it and lower it, but I love the guitar, and I couldn't lower my guitar anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to play it for you the way it came out. And, you know, one of the things about the way I come up with these lyrics is basically I think of John Denver, you know?
Oh,
he was such an influence for me.
Wow.
And when I think of imagery, because I know, you know, a warm golden sunrise, a butterfly, it sounds like very, you know, simple, but it's like those simple words reminds me of him. So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe consider playing around. This is a lyrical thing.
Okay.
Know? Just consider playing around with the word and here.
Okay.
Try removing it and play around, because sometimes when you move a note, when you know how when you first take out a word, all you hear is the blank, the missing,
uh-huh.
and you feel like syllabically, like there needs to be something there. So that's why I say you might need to
take out the end. The seasons, they just move on. My mind knows that you're gone.
Consider playing around with that a little bit, because there's a lot of emphasis on and my mind and
take out the end, and
yeah, but then it might not feel the same to you. So it's just
yeah, that's great.
Hearing more of the guitar up on this
yeah.
one. And I know I've said that about the other things. I've said the opposite at times where I like that in front vocal, in your face vocal, which I do want that with this, but I want a little more guitar.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just the speaker, but the guitar chords and everything.
I think the key, though, to getting this song in the lower key is to get that feeling that I got on this one.
I was going to say something, and I don't know, this is an opinion thing again, and but on the line...
Yeah.
The title line of every...
Yeah.
I wonder if there couldn't be a way that it couldn't be made to come out more somehow as the...
Vocally stronger?
Yeah.
Not so soft. Every season you come back to me.
Yeah.
It's too, I'm a little too soft.
Well, because it to me, it blends... It's sung the same way as
very
all the
monotone,
other...
But,
and you may feel it vocally, but I wanted to point that out because for one, when you were performing it for me those times, the thing, one of the things that got me along with every line of the song and the beautiful chord changes and the way you were singing it was that how it tied in with this line.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that line stood out to me when you were performing it. And I don't know if it just, because it went in the studio, it kind of got put at the same level as everything or something.
Yeah, okay.
But I just...
Dynamically. It's such an, that's a good thing.
It's a good... The way you've tied it in lyrically is
no,
so amazing.
And,
you know, a circle, and that line makes it...
Yes, it brings it in a whole
you know,
circle.
And
I don't
just,
know how I came up
I
with that.
I just kind of missed that a little bit when I'm hearing it.
Yeah, and especially because the end has a tag. So it's sort of like anticlimactic. It's like every season you come back and then it kind of goes on. And, but it would be nice to have something dynamically.
Yes. A musical break here, one of these times, or even at the end, my sadness will always be. And then if there was a break.
Like a pause. Well, that could be done in the arrangement.
So maybe you could play with something.
A like, retard.
If you, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah,
I can't even say the word retard without thinking of something else. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a great recording because I'm going to work my butt off until I get it.
And you know you have it in you. You know you can find...
And the song deserves it.
And the song deserves it.
The song deserves it.
And everybody that's going to listen to it is going to...
You know what? I got an email this morning. A woman posted it on her dead daughter's Facebook page. She just died 2 months ago.
Judy.
2 months ago. Judy. And she's already thinking of the seasons changing. This is after years of grief. She's putting it... And she's like linking it to my page.
My God.
I know.
Seeing everybody's
going
to do that. I got them too. I got them too. They're just going up and down, up and down.
What more could there be for me? That's
it.
God. That's what it's all
about. How about a hand for Judy, everybody? Judy Unger.
I'm going to dedicate this song to anybody that has lost someone they love far too young. It's actually dedicated to my young son who died when he was 5 years old. Grief is something you don't don't recover from, you just adjust. You always return on a summer breeze.